الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers, I remind myself anew of an ayat of Surah Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about an attitude of Musa alayhi salam, which is reflected also in the attitudes of the Anbiya in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that Musa alayhi salam, when he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went running, he went in a hurry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why did you come in a hurry? And Musa alayhi salam gave a reply, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously liked so much that he made it a part of his kalam. Musa alayhi salam said, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. He said, O my Rabb, I hurried towards you, my Rabb, Rabbi, لِتَرْضَى, so that you are pleased with me. He said, وَعَجِلْتُ, and I hurried, إِلَيْكَ, towards you, Rabbi, my Rabb, لِتَرْضَى, so that you would be pleased with me. Now this attitude is a special attitude of obedience. We are not talking about somebody who was called and who did not come. We are talking about somebody who was called and he came. But there is a difference in the way you come. There is someone who is called who comes. He takes his own sweet time, he comes. Not that he does not come, but he loiters and he saunters along and he comes and eventually he reaches. So you cannot say he disobeyed, he did not disobey. Eventually he came. But he came at his own pace. And on the other hand, there is someone, the minute you call, the person jumps up and runs. So he also comes. Not that there is an emergency, you didn't say the house is on fire. When you called, you didn't say that the house is on fire, you just called. But the same call, two people respond differently. One responds in a particular way, and the other one responds in a way which makes you very happy. Although if you look at the action itself, well, both of them came. So what's so special? What is special is that attitude with which the person came. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. Allah, I hurried towards you so that you will be pleased with me. Allah, I hurried towards you so that you will be pleased with me. Yesterday somebody sent me this ayah. Now from that minute onwards, it's been going around and around in my head. So I thought, let me share with you. What a beautiful ayah, what a beautiful teaching, what a beautiful example of this attitude of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not like a prisoner obeys. He does the least minimum possible because he hates the fact that he is a prisoner. He hates the fact that he has to obey, otherwise he is going to have to face some consequences. So he ensures that he obeys, he just stays within the line. He doesn't cross the line, but he is right on the line. Reluctantly, as if it's a big problem. And on the other hand, you have somebody who obeys out of joy, out of, he's waiting to obey. When will you tell me something that I can do? What is the purpose of my life? To obey you. So give me an order, give me an instruction. I'm just waiting for that. When can I do? Give me an order. That's also an attitude. There are many of these stories of about Ayaz, the slave of Mahmud al-Ghaznavi. And there is one story which is that there were a lot of people who were jealous of Ayaz. So they told Mahmud, they said, you know, he only obeys you because he thinks he will get some benefit out of it and so on and so on. So Mahmud said, no, he said he obeys me because he likes to obey me. So they said, no, we don't believe this. So Mahmud said, I will prove it to you. So the next day in the court, he ordered all these courtiers, including Ayaz, to be given goblets of very, very expensive goblets of crystal. So very, very valuable. And these were drinking glasses of crystal. So as they were standing there holding it, Mahmud said, drop it. And all of the courtiers, somebody looked at it, somebody looked at Mahmud, you know, are you sure you want me to drop this thing? This is worth so much. And somebody gently put it on the ground. Somebody looked for a place to put it. But the second he said, drop it, there was a crash, the sound of breaking glass. And the people turned and they looked, and what happened? Ayaz was holding the cup. He said, Mahmud said, drop it, he dropped it. So the people thought, well, you know, this is, he's cooked his own goose. So Mahmud, to prove the point, Mahmud asked him, Mahmud said, oh my God, you broke it. He said, why did you break it? Why did you break it? So Ayaz said, oh my master, I broke it because to me, the breaking of your order is much more expensive, much worse. Yeah? Ayaz told him, did you not know the value of that thing? He said, I knew the value of that thing. But in my eyes, the value of your order is more. He said, I know the value of this thing. I didn't break it by accident. I broke it deliberately. Because if I did not break it, then I would be breaking your hukum. Now, in this case, if you look at it, the hukum itself is questionable. Why would you want to drop something and break it? I mean, it's not even a sensible hukum. But Ayaz says, that is not my job. My job is to carry out the instruction. When my beloved, when my Lord tells me to do something, I do it, khalas. I don't ask, is it sensible, is it, should I do it, should I not do it? And the example of that we have, which also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the Quran, of complete and total obedience and seeking to obey. وَعَجِلْتُ I hurried إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى towards you, my Rabb, so that you will be pleased. And that second example is the example of Ismail alayhi salam, which all the Muslim world, anyone who calls himself a Muslim, will relive it today on the day of Eid al-Adha. Think about this, that if this one thing was not there, if this sacrifice had not happened, we would not have known maybe the name of Ismail alayhi salam. We would have known if Allah had mentioned it in the Quran. But other than that, we would have known nothing. Because who were the people of Ismail? Were there any Ali Ismail? Were there any people of Ismail? No. How many people were the followers of Ismail alayhi salam? Musa alayhi salam had a huge qawm. Who were the followers of Ismail alayhi salam? But Ismail alayhi salam's this one action of, again, Ajiltu ilayka rabbi litarda. The moment his father told him something, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Little boy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immortalized it in his kalam. He decreed it to be part of the arkan of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that those who are not in Hajj also should do the sacrifice. And he made this a matter of remembrance of Ismail alayhi salam and his father Ibrahim alayhi salam till the day he wants to keep this remembrance alive. So I remind myself and you that it's very important for us to cultivate this, the habit of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hurrying to do it. Because remember, it's not a matter of obedience and non-obedience. We're not talking about that. We're talking about how do we obey. Being eager to obey, obeying joyfully, obeying with great pleasure, waiting for the instruction. Somebody asked the servant of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, to tell them about the life of Ibn Abbas. And the servant said, he waits from one salah for the next salah. He waits for the salah. He waits for the adhan to go. He waits for the time of the salah to come. And between these two, he recites Quran. He said, that is his life. He waits for the salah. When can I go for salah? When is the time going to come? There is this ishtiyaq to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This great desire to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for the salah. So there is somebody who prays when the time comes. He is not leaving the salah. He is praying. And he is praying at the right time also. It's not that he is delaying. He is not delaying. He is praying at the right time. But there is another one who is waiting for the salah. There is a difference. Wallahi, believe me, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a difference. And that is the reason why for the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, especially those who came to Islam first, people like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, people like Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, people who came first to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them specifically, also among the Ansar, the people who came first to Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them specifically in the Quran. In Surah Tawbah, Allah said, As-sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirina wal-ansar. Sabiquna al-awwalun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them in some other ways. In Surah Al-Waqi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned al-muqarrabun. And then he mentioned Ashabul Yameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not, after Muqarrabun, Allah did not mention the sinners. No, he said, Ashabul Yameen are good people, alhamdulillah. But among the good people are these who are better, closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at what was the common factor, the common thread among all of them, which led to that position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that common thread was this attitude, ajiltu. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِطَبَّ. This attitude of hurrying to please Allah. The attitude of waiting to do something. Oh Allah, tell me what you want, I will do it. I remind myself and you that let us use this day, a day of remembrance. Alhamdulillah, it's a day of happiness and so on. But in Islam, happiness does not mean to forget. In other systems, happiness is to forget. When you are happy, you get drunk, you dance the night out. In Islam, no. In Islam, when you are happy, you pray two rakat of salah. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, our happiness is also remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in that happiness, let us remember and recall and look at ourselves and say, what is my attitude towards obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not talking about disobedience. Inshallah, we will not disobey. But how we obey? What is the attitude of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I do that reluctantly? Do I do that lackadaisically? Or do I do that eagerly, with great anticipation and wanting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our hearts and to fill our hearts with His love, because this attitude is the reflection of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody but one who loves Allah can act like this. This is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who love Him and to make us among those who He loves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.